Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 79 for Monday, October 8th, 2018.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about fall beers. Not just any beer, but beers that we're drinking during the fall. A new flavor of M&M's that Robert can't wrap his head around because he's never had Nutella. The fuck?
And this week's crazy news stories involve pot, a bandit, a toothless grandma, a sex doll, moist money, and an ingenious drunk driver.
This week on the Two Bobs, all of Robert's favorite things.
You had me at moist money. There we go.
I thought we had you at sex style. Okay. Moist money. Are you still hungover from last week's episode?
No, thankfully, but I felt like shit. And I don't know why. I always try to drink water before the episodes or Gatorade or something to stay hydrated. But that one is, and I think that's the most Excedrin I've ever taken. And I needed four to get the headache out. And even Melissa, I was sitting on the couch with my head back. And I didn't really have a hangover. I didn't feel bad except for the headache. But she came and put some wet, hot compresses on my head. And I just basically stayed there for about an hour. And eventually subsided. But I don't know. That one hit me harder. And it wasn't really like high alcohol or anything in there. I don't know. But I felt bad. The beer was awesome. But it just hit me harder.
Yeah, my beer was great too. Obviously I drank a whole bunch of it. You know, I was surprised that I wasn't hungover, and I don't get hungover all that often. Usually I maybe get a little bit of a headache, but I pop some Excedrins and I go on with my day and I'm just fine. Yeah. And that was kind of the case. But man, listening back to last week's episode, and by the way, if you're listening to this and you haven't heard last week's episode, you should probably go back and listen to it, because it was interesting. It was every once in a while we'll record an episode, and the next day I start to think about all the things, some of the things that I said, and then I have to every once in a while I text Robert and be like, "Hey, would you remove this, or would you edit this out?" And there were two things on there. There was one thing I said, and I'm like, "Yeah, that word I shouldn't say on our podcast." And then the other one was work related. I'm like, "Yeah, please remove that as well."
Yeah.
And you know, nonetheless, turned out to be a good episode when all was said and done. So,
yeah,
you know,
well, you were pretty. You pre-drank more than you usually do. I think you had the whole growler rather than just a couple bottles. So
yeah, it was coming in hot.
Yeah, it was evident early on that you were already fairly well relaxed.
That's really a great way to say it. I like it, Robert. It makes it sound so much better than what it was, which was I was a drunk asshole at the very beginning of the episode from the get-go. But enough about last week's beer. Let's talk about this week's beer.
All righty.
Hanging out and having some beers with friends, which I gladly do, and which I fully embrace.
Still hot topic.
Yeah, he's still not one of the co-hosts on our podcast, but nobody has sent me $1,000 yet, though, even though I asked, I think, very nicely.
Well, but, yeah, it was heartfelt, I could tell.
I really felt, and I still do feel, that people should send us money. It's just not happening yet. But nonetheless, it's all right. You know, we don't have to necessarily make money off this. We do it just for the enjoyment of it. You know, the monthly costs are minimal. In fact, the cost of just having beer every week, I think, far outweighs the hosting fee and stuff like that. But then and the upkeep of the site and the domain and stuff like that. But anyway, on to the beer this week.
Yep.
You know, we talked about some of the best pumpkin beers. I think I remember hearing us us talking about it last week, but
briefly.
Yeah, we talked about some of the best pumpkin beers that are out there for this fall, and one of them was the pumpkin from Southern Tier.
Yeah, that's considered the gold standard of pumpkin beers too. Usually, if you read any of the beer sites and anything, people are usually really looking forward to the pumpkin. So if you haven't had it, definitely look out for it.
Well, and this, I found this little guy today, as I was, all of a sudden it hit me like, fuck, we're recording tonight, I gotta get a beer. So I ran like between getting the dog neutered and dropping Harrison off for school and everything else, I ran into the store real quick and picked up a Southern Tier cold press coffee pumpkin. And this is an imperial pumpkin ale made with notes of pumpkin and light roasted coffee. So it's kind of like it's a pumpkin, but it's an imperial. And it has a coffee presence in it. So I'm super excited about it. I saw it on there. It's a limited release. And so I just had to grab it. And, you know, because it's officially October now, even when we're recording now, it's October. So I'm excited about this. But cold press coffee is a lengthy process, but it results in a smooth coffee flavor with nutty cacao and chocolatey notes. Add these scrumptious tones of pumpkin's biscuity pumpkin pie spices, and you've got something extra special for fall. The cold brew process creates a perfectly balanced and distinctively smooth coffee taste. Many coffee beers are made using beans on the hot side, but not ours. A cold brew leaves behind the bitter acids and some fatty oils that can lead to a harsher, more vegetal taste transfer, and instead highlights the roasted, comfortable coffee taste we all love. This, paired with the perfect pumpkin pie spice in our Imperial Pumpkin Ale, creates the entire picture in just one sniff and sip. So it's a deep, dark copper color. It's not as dark as what I normally would drink. I can see you through it. It has it's a roasty coffee. Like I said, it's 30 IBUs. It's a medium body, and this is 8.6% alcohol by volume. Kind of putting it up there where we normally see the Imperials. So I took a sip of it. One thing that I definitely tasted right away was the pumpkin. Spice the coffee. It tasted pretty boozy in the first sip too, but I'm going to drink a little bit more, kind of see if I can pull some other flavors out of it. I smell a little bit of the vanilla too, actually.
Yeah, episode 36, Cakey or Fudgy. That's when I drank the pumpkin beer, which was that one, the Pumpkin Southern Tier.
It's pretty good. You know, like I said, I mean, true to its name, you can taste the pumpkin. You get that spiciness from it. Funny as it sounds, it didn't taste as boozy the last couple sips that I just took now. There's an alcohol presence for sure, because it is an imperial, but a nice balance of the pumpkin with a little bit of the coffee. I'm getting some vanilla notes in there. It's a really good beer, actually. I rated it at 4 originally on Untappd. I might bump that up to about a 4.5, though. It's a solid, like a fall beer. If you like the pumpkin ales and you like coffee and you like the little bit stronger of alcohol presence that you taste in the Imperials, this is a really, really solid brew.
I'm going to stay with the October theme, and I've got, from our friends at Great Lakes Brewing Company, I've got an Oktoberfest, and the website says, and I don't even know how to pronounce this, Prost or Prost, our take on this classic German style is a celebration of maltiness, packed with rustic autumnal flavors to put a little more oomph, as we determined last week, that oomph is a real word, into your oompa-pa.
Oompa-pa.
Oompa-pa. flavors. Let's see if we can keep it going. Uber smooth with a vibrant malt flavors and a festive flourish of noble hops. Lederhosen not included. It's available 6-pack, 12-pack, and on draft. Alcohol by volume is probably good for me this week. 6.5%. The IBUs are only 20. Beer availability, it says August is probably when they brew it and get it out there, because August is a little bit early for October beers. Pairs with roast pork loin, potato pancakes, and wiener dog races. And it's a 4-time medal winner, gold and silver in the World Beer Championship. So I'm going to let you know if it lives up to those awards.
While you're doing that, I'm going to up my rating here of my my pumpkin here. I feel like it deserves more than a 4.
I think anything from a Southern Tier pretty much starts at 4 and then goes on up. But I'm looking forward to being wrong on that, but I don't think I will be. But this Oktoberfest is just kind of true to an Oktoberfest flavor. It does have that maltiness to it, And yeah, again, it's if you've had any Oktoberfest beers, that's pretty much what it tastes like. I like it a lot. It is fairly smooth. It doesn't have a real bite to it or a real punch, which again, which is good. But, I like it. I haven't rated it in Untappd yet. I guess it's not really that special for me to push it beyond a 4. So I probably do 3.75 because I do like it a lot. But again, nothing that jumps out at me. It wasn't maybe just because I wasn't as excited about this one as I had the last couple of weeks. I've had some really good beers, so but this
the bar
has
been set pretty high.
Yes,
yeah, I think so. Yes, but speaking of interesting flavors, yeah. You know, have you seen the latest and greatest from M&M's? And I'm pretty excited about this.
Well, I'll have a little bit of a confession too. I'm a really big M&M fan, and I like the peanut M&Ms. I might have even told you about it. I like them frozen. I put them in the freezer. The plain one's not too bad. The caramel ones are pretty good, but that just for some reason doesn't seem right. But you sent me this, and I had read about it, but I'm not quite sure what to think.
Well, do you like Nutella?
Well, that's my confession, Rob. Would you believe, and you probably will believe, that I've never had it?
What?
We have some upstairs. The kids eat it. We get the little container in the grocery store line. It's got like a handful of those little breadsticks in there, and you dip it in there. And I've never had it. I don't know what it tastes like.
What the fuck?
I don't know if it's chocolate.
Go get
or
some right now. I'll wait.
Hazelnut. Well, I don't know if we have any up there because there's fucking vultures. They eat everything that's in there.
I don't understand how you've grown to your age and haven't had
my advanced placement in this world. Yeah, I've never had it.
I mean, you've had like hazelnut. Like, have you had? Yeah. Have you had Ferrero Rocher, the candies,
yeah,
the truffles?
Yeah.
So like, it has that kind of chocolatey hazelnut flavor, yeah, to it. That's what Nutella kind of tastes like. Only, yeah, it's like in a spread. It's delicious. Yeah. And what they've essentially done here is they're going to be putting it inside of M&M's. And to me, this is exciting to me because, yeah, I
love
like
hazelnut.
M&M's. I like hazelnut. I like M&M's, and I'm pretty excited. So according to people, anyway, M&M's has announced a new addition of their ever-growing lineup, and fans of Nutella will be thrilled. Hazelnut spread M&M's, so it's not actually called Nutella M&M's, but same fucking thing. which don't sit on shores. Okay, so apparently these hazelnut spread M&M's, which don't hit store shelves until April 2019, are filled with creamy nutty filling and coated in milk chocolate and classy candy coating. So good news is they're going to be putting hazelnut inside of M&M's. Bad news is it's not happening until April. I feel like what I'm going to do is I'm going to, yeah, buy a bunch of these. I'm going to sit down and start watching the last season of Game of Thrones, which is also debuting in April 2019.
Is it? And it's not pushed out again?
No. I think they finished production and within the last couple months, and now it's just editing. But I mean, like, it's a shorter season of Game of Thrones, yeah, but it's 2-hour long episodes, so it's a feature film.
Oh, wow.
Every single episode. But anyways, I could just talk all night about that. But anyways, hazelnut spread.
I'm excited to try it, and I know people like it.
In April.
I've just never had it. I've heard people say it's good on toast, and they eat it on the little crackers, or, yeah, just eat it by itself with a spoon. But I've
on fruits, bananas, and like, apples.
Yeah, the kids always get it, but I've just never ventured to try it. And I knew you'd be disappointed in me.
I'm extremely disappointed. I've never been this disappointed in you, as a matter of fact.
You've been close.
I mean, I'm pretty disappointed in you. I'm just saying.
You're giving me that look like you're disappointed. But I when you sent it to me, I just had to laugh because I knew that it was going to be another one of those Robertisms that was, you know, surprising, but not probably.
No, I'm going to send you a jar of Nutella. Hold on. Hold my beer. I'm on Amazon right now. Let's see. Nutella. Let's see what we got here. Please hold.
Alexa, what is Nutella?
Nutella's Nutella, a chocolate and hazelnut spread.
Oh, Nutella's Nutella. How didn't you know that?
Yeah, I think we learned that from People Magazine already.
Oh, you can get it with like pretzels.
Oh, see, now that's probably good.
That sounds fucking delicious. Let's see here. I'll get this one for you. Nutella. You think I'm joking? I'm actually
ordering. Oh, I see. Yeah, that's what we get, the Nutella and Go. It's the little pretzel.
Yeah, but you can get just a jar of it and spread it on whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Let's see here. Place your order.
How the fuck do I don't send it to me now because I'm going to be gone starting Friday. That shit will sit out on my porch. I'll be back on Monday, though.
Yeah. All right.
I'll pick some up for the car ride.
Oh, yeah. You better. I mean, you don't eat it in a car, though.
I eat everything in the car. And if it's Melissa's car, so I don't care if it gets messy.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of the same with Kelly's car. There's a different standard. It's a double standard, if you will, but I'm okay with it.
So I also, when I go to the drive-thru, I always take the top off because I don't use a straw, so I can't drink it through the little crisscross shape cutout, so I got to take the top off. And she's always paranoid that I'm going to spill it everywhere, but I don't.
With your straws.
It's just one of those things. You're well, I know I'm crazy.
I drink out of a paper straw in Myrtle Beach. We went to a restaurant.
Yeah.
They had cardboard straws. Really? It worked just fine.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd still be offended by it or not, but
I would. You shouldn't be using a straw. You're an adult.
All right. Cue the crazy news.
Going from one crazy to the other.
Jay's got to just strike below the belt. I swear to God.
We had somebody that at work that her birthday was today. So a bunch of us went out to lunch and I was riding in the car and she was riding in there and I kept saying things like the person that was driving was going to go into the garage, but they were trying to get somewhere else. And I kept saying, no, you can't just cut through the garage. You got to go around the garage. You can't just drive in one side and go out the other. And like, what are you talking about? You know, and we're like pulling through. And I had all these things and I realized that I think a lot of it comes from the show having almost like a ratcheted up caricature version of myself is carried over to my real life.
Oh, goody.
Some of it's real though. I won't tell you what. You want the first one?
Hey, yeah, this takes us to Colorado Springs.
Well, yeah.
Yep. Where a thieves crash a stolen minivan into a pot dispensary, but only get oregano for their trouble. Apparently, they thought that Whole Foods was a pot dispensary. No.
They had a coupon.
It says a team of alleged burglars crashed a stolen minivan through the glass front entrance of a Native Roots marijuana dispensary, stole containers from inside the store, and then crashed into an oncoming police vehicle during their escape early Wednesday morning. But for all their trouble, the thieves didn't get enough marijuana for a single joint. According to Native Roots spokeswoman Kim Casey, in fact, they didn't get a single leaf. All the marijuana was locked up, and the thieves couldn't get any of the product, Casey said. The boxes they took were filled with T-shirts and oregano, she said.
The burglary happened at 1:01 a.m. when someone drove the van into the store at 3660 Austin Bluffs Parkway, and then several accomplices entered the store and carried out containers of marijuana. According to a Colorado Springs Police Department report, multiple witnesses called police and reported that another suspect was parked in front of the Native Roots in a getaway car. Suspects climbed into the getaway car and drove west, leaving the van behind. Canine officer driving a marked Ford Expedition spotted the suspects. Getaway car drove around the officer in an attempt to flee and struck the police SUV, causing minor damage, and then drove away, the report says. Suspects have not been caught.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Worst things have happened.
Why is there a bunch of oregano inside of a... Well, it's a pot dispensary, an Italian restaurant?
Well, part of me wonders whether they were gonna mix it, you know, where they would kind of water down the drinks that people always say, oh, the drinks are watered down, that wanted to get more out of it, but maybe they were gonna throw some oregano in with the other stuff. I don't know enough about it, thankfully.
I don't know. Maybe that is a real thing. I have no clue.
If I ever want to be on the Supreme Court, I need to not know these
things. I mean, I like to eat oregano, but I don't know if I've ever smoked it. I mean, well, apparently anybody can be, as long as you have a criminal record and you like beer, I mean, you have at least one of those down, you can be a Supreme Corn, Supreme, yep, a Supreme, you can be a Supreme Court justice, as long as you get a president to like you. It's all it takes.
This next one takes you nearby to me again, and I don't know how this keeps on happening.
You're the new Florida.
The PGPD, which is Prince George's Police Department, searches for a bad luck bandit. This is perhaps proof there's no such thing as a perfect crime. Detectives, and did you watch the video, by the way?
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
Detectives are working to find the bandit who threw a brick or a large rock at a business, but ended up hitting himself. The incident was caught on the restaurant surveillance system.
And so he's in front of a glass window, like a drive up type of window or walk up window. He picks up a brick, he throws it, and it goes boom right at his face. And they just kind of like
he buckles,
he doubles over, and then he's just laying on the ground, like covering, like holding his face. What a fucking idiot! I mean, he kind of had that coming. That's karma right there. I mean, really.
It says on September 20th, the suspect successfully shattered the front glass window of the carryout business, the 4,000 block of Suitland Road, but that's when his luck ran out. The suspect used the same brick or rock and then tried to break what turned out to be bulletproof glass protecting the front counter.
Oh.
He tried three times, and on the third attempt, the brick or rock flew back at him, appearing to hit him in the head. He fell to the ground where he laid for a few minutes. He eventually got up and left the business. So he's at large, too.
Yeah, but anyone who recognizes the suspect or knows someone with a suspicious head injury who maybe doesn't play professional football, please call 1-800-666-666. Yep. Call 1-866-411-TIPS or the Regional Investigation Divisional Central at 301-390-301-390-2160. Have at it. Anybody with a head injury, just call the police on them. We don't know. Something terrible's happened. They're hiding something anyway. Even if it's not that, I mean, you know, you never know what could happen.
Where's our next one?
Our next one takes us to
Alexa, where is Titusville?
Coleraine Township, Ohio.
Titusville, Florida is a place in Brevard County, Florida.
Of course.
It is 243 miles, 392 kilometers southeast of Tallahassee and 41 miles, 66 kilometers north of Palm Bay, Florida.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the wrong story. Let's go to the right story here, which is in Florida, not Ohio. Spoiler alert, our next story is in Ohio.
Bullshit.
So this takes us to Titusville, Florida, where a grandmother pops out her teeth, and then my webpage refreshes, and I can't fucking see anything.
What, honey?
Says Titusville grandmother opened her blinds early Friday morning, expecting to see her cat on the back porch, only to see a nude man standing there, according to police.
Are you just going to read all the stories tonight?
Well, I was giving you a chance to let your screen load. Is it ready now?
It is.
All right.
We're going to do this my way. This next story. It's just a Titusville.
What you get?
Where a crazy old bitch pops her teeth out to scare off a naked man on her porch. Axel Rivera, 28, was wearing a two-piece jail outfit and a pair of flip-flops when he faced a judge. Okay. Flip-flops. Oh, boy. If he wasn't an
thongs,
asshole.
Thongs, Rob.
He probably drove a pickup truck there, too. When probably. He faced a judge
drinking
Friday
a Pepsi.
Afternoon. A pop. He had a nice pop. On charges of burglary and exposing his sexual organs.
Oh, no.
By the way, today Colin asked what type of surgery Finnegan had. He got neutered.
What does that mean?
And I let Kelly explain. She's saying, well, they take off an organ from inside of his body. I'm like, it's not that scientific. She goes, well, what is that? I'm like, they cut his testicles off. That's what they do. And then Colin says, what are testicles? And then,
oh no, slippery slope.
Yeah. And eventually she's like, you know what? We'll just, you know, you'll learn about that when you're older. That's three.
Just
more.
Hand him the iPad and send him off with some Nutella.
No, he doesn't have access to the internet. Not a web browser. That's three more items of clothing than Titusville police said Rivera was wearing when he was discovered on Penelope Peterson's screen porch at around 2 a.m. I always look first. I opened the blinds and said, what the hell? That's not my cat, said Peterson. Peterson, who once worked in security and law enforcement, decided she'd give the intruder a fright. She popped out her teeth. Grandma, no teeth, she shouted
And I'm a pretty hip young mom, okay?
A naked man on her porch who's not her cat. At Rivera's first appearance hearing, the prosecutor said alcohol may have been a factor. He's being held at the Brevard County Jail on a $20,000 bail. We should start a GoFundMe for him.
Are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
Haven't heard that one in a while.
No, and I'm still sticking to that too. By the way, I'm standing by that comment.
Now I wonder what was so scary about her, and the picture that they have on the site. She looks like she's trying to be frightening, but she's not that scary. I don't know what would have caused him to be afraid of her. I mean, she's on the other side of a pane of glass.
Well, I think it was more or less
the alcohol.
I don't know. If I see someone, if I'm standing naked on somebody's porch and they open the blinds, what, rip their teeth out and scream grandma no teeth at me, I'm not sticking around.
That bitch crazy.
I'm gonna fuck. God knows what she's gonna do now. I'm just saying. She just ripped her teeth out and screamed at me.
What, like, lengths will she go?
Clearly, she was not intimidated by me at that time. Me as in that guy, not me. I've never, just to clear the air here, I've never actually stood naked on somebody's porch before.
At least not your own.
No, I mean, you know, I don't want to mess my porch up.
That's fine. Well, as Rob alluded to earlier, this next one takes us to the great state of Ohio. Sure does. And last week we kind of touched on some serious business, and this one too. Police reported that they found a body in the Colerain, I don't know what that is, Colerain Township. Colerain,
probably.
Yeah, the Colerain Township. The Colerain.
The Colerain. The Colerain.
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 Several police officers responded.
Okay, what did they see?
I don't want to give it away yet, so I'll just read the story, because the headline kind of does.
Yeah.
They responded to an area right outside of Hamilton County Nature Preserve Thursday after a body was spotted on the side of the road.
It was probably that old man who stayed in his apartment for 5 days.
No, he's fine. Oh. County engineers spotted it wrapped in a garbage bag down an embankment near Lick Road.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right outside of the Richardson Nature Preserve.
Why'd you have to say it like that? Oh, Lick Road. Yeah, tell me more.
When Colerain,
Lick Road.
When Colerain police officers arrived and saw the body for themselves, they had to call the coroner. Not the coroner, but the coroner.
Coroner.
As the coroner went to Colerain to pick up the body, they realized it wasn't human. What they found, Rob.
What was it, Robert?
It was a sex doll.
Colerain
Police Chief Mark Denny said.
Wow.
So, yeah, I guess somebody got one of those big life-size dolls and had their way with it and then just tossed it down the embankment, not knowing that they could just wash it out and use it again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a little bit like some Clorox wipes or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be good as new. Her hair fell off, according to the picture.
Hose.
So it looks like they actually have a picture of it, which is just fantastic.
I thought that was a Barbie, but
sex doll,
look at
it. And it has the boobs and the vagina kind of all like
blurred out.
They censored the sex doll.
her hair looks like it's seen better days.
Yeah, yeah. Her weave is definitely just not even attached anymore. Great news.
It's one of those cheap ones. It was a knockoff. That's probably why he was pissed.
Probably. Kelly doesn't like when we say probably, by the way.
That's fine. What's she gonna do about it?
I don't know. She's not exactly. Was she gonna ground me? Go ahead. I'd love to be grounded, by the way. Be forced to not do anything. Sign me up. Worst punishment is to be forced to do shit.
Why don't you tell us about the next one?
All right. Well, the next one takes us to Tennessee, where a suspect is busted with a fake $100 bills between his butt cheeks, according to the cops. A Tennessee man pulled over during a traffic stop was found sitting on some funny money, police said. Robert Mitchell.
Oh, no.
Bobby Mitch.
The third Bob.
Bobby Mitch, 29, was stopped by police on Monday in Nashville, where he was allegedly speeding, initially refused to slow down. After surrendering to police, Mitchell then refused to get out of his car and tried to put the vehicle into drive. A subsequent search of Mitchell's car revealed a small amount of marijuana and a Viagra pill.
Oh, no.
One Viagra pill.
Was that between his butt cheeks, too?
That was shoved up his pee hole. I don't know.
Was it really marijuana or was it oregano? These are the questions, Rob.
No, it was actually black tar heroin. Officer also found five fake $100 bills concealed between his butt cheeks, according to the police report. That's where I keep all my fake money.
He didn't have a wallet.
In case I get pulled over on the street, I'd be like, hold on, I keep my money in my butt cheeks. Not only is it fake, but it smells like my butt cheeks. Mitchell of Nashville.
Why are these bills wet?
Why is this so damp? Why are these bills so moist?
Moist.
Was taken into custody in Davidson County Jail, where he was held on a $7,500 bond or $7,500 donations to the two Bobs. In connection with
7.5 months worth of entertainment there.
In connection with several charges, including unlawful possession of a controlled substance, drug possession without a prescription, criminal stimulation.
No, and it says simulation. I don't know what that's supposed to be.
What's criminal simulation?
I don't know. Alexa?
Oh, yeah. Ask her.
What is criminal simulation?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia.
Oh, great.
Sexual stimulation is any stimulus that leads to, enhances, and maintains sexual arousal, and may lead to orgasms.
Let's let this play out.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Sure did. Thank you, Alexa. You're the best.
Thanks for your feedback.
Oh, boy. So he was charged with unlawful possession of a controlled substance, drug possession without a prescription, sexual stimulation, and driving with a revoked license. They didn't say anything about having the fake bills in his butt cheeks, though, so apparently he got off on that one in more ways than one.
Oh, I looked it up, and evidently it's a Tennessee code, which is why you and I don't understand it. It says a person commits the offense of criminal simulation who intent to defraud or harm another. So by passing off the $100 bills that were not real, makes or alters an object in whole or in parts that appears to have a value because of age, antiquity, rarity, source, or authorship that it does not have. So basically the fake money.
Oh, so the fake money is sexual or criminal stimulation.
Right.
I'm on my second cold pressed coffee pumpkin.
Still as good as you thought?
It is. It's a good beer, Robert. I would highly recommend that.
I thought about going to Norm's today, but we had that birthday lunch, so I didn't get a chance. So I was glad to have the Oktoberfest. But I bet you they would have had that, and I probably would have grabbed it too, just to have. So maybe I'll go get some of my own.
I actually had another one in my hand. It was another Imperial.
You didn't buy it?
It was another Imperial Stout. Well, then I saw this. And I didn't
need
want
something for next week.
Yeah, I know. But listen, these Imperials aren't cheap. So I'd rather spread it around the month because they don't have single serve. So I had to buy a 4-pack. So it's like 18 bucks for the 4-pack. And then the other beers were even more. Those were like 21, 22 bucks for a 4-pack of the other Imperial. So I'm like, I'll just get this. So I don't get yelled at. And then I'll go get the other ones for next week. So we're good.
Well, our last story takes us again to our local D.C. area, and I don't know. Maybe you were right that this is now the new Florida, but...
Well, this is Cleveland, though.
Rob, that's not part of the joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, you try again. I seriously... If you don't let me in on your jokes...
I correct you,
and
you don't correct me.
I do whatever the fuck I want. I'll end this podcast right now.
Fine, I'll read it your way.
Okay.
What, honey?
This one comes to us from our friends at World News Daily Report, and it's a drunk driver accused of swallowing a breathalyzer to avoid arrest. Washington, D.C. man who was arrested for driving while under the influence of alcohol last night found a rather original way to beat the breathalyzer. He swallowed it.
Oh, boy.
According to D.C. police, 53-year-old Bart O'Kavanaugh was controlled by patrollers around midnight when he was driving his 2009 Ford Explorer. The officers reported he had been driving erratically and suspected him of being under the influence of alcohol. During a press conference this morning, Cleveland Police Chief... Damn it! I knew I was going to do that.
See, I was really interested in seeing or in hearing what you had to say when you actually said the name of the police chief, and I was trying to wonder if you actually were going to change the name to the DC police chief.
I was going to try, but during a press conference this morning, Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams described the unusual scene that took place when Mr. Murphy was asked to use the breathalyzer. The accused pretended he was going to breathe in, but then he grabbed it, put it in his mouth, and swallowed it whole. What are you doing?
I don't know. There was some boobs on the screen. I wanted to see what was happening.
It's, you know, when you click those, it always takes to like the fifth screen. 55th screen before it does anything, and it's got all these pop-ups. You can never
I want this one right here.
I bet you do. But she doesn't come with the program.
The double D's don't come with the program?
No.
Oh, that's stupid.
No, that's clickbait.
I'm gonna guess. According, a blood test was finally is that where we start?
No, according to
Chief Williams. The 44-year-old electrician ate the device on purpose to avoid being accused of DUI. As soon as he swallowed it, he started taunting the officers. He kept repeating he was invincible and that they couldn't accuse him of, him of anything. Unfortunately for him, Mr. O'Kavanaugh's plan didn't go quite as planned, and he was immediately arrested. A blood test was finally done at the police station, revealed he had a blood alcohol content of 0.46%, which, by the way, he should be dead, more than five times the allowed limit. Bart O'Kavanaugh now faces a total of 9 criminal charges, including driving under the influence of alcohol, refusal to take a preliminary breath test, and hindering police officers in the execution of their duties. The 44-year-old has already been convicted of twice for DUI, 2004, 2013, had only recently recovered the right to drive. And we all know, he really likes beer.
I like beer.
If found guilty on all charges, Mr. O'Kavanaugh could spend up to 5 years in jail and have a driver's license revoked for 10 years and apparently be appointed as a justice of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Or something. Well, I guess, I don't know. I always figured that those things were too big to swallow, but I guess he found a way. And looking at his picture, I think he might have had one or two of them.
Yeah. And again, the great hard-hitting news from worldnewsdailyreport.com, our friends of the show. We appreciate it. And, you know, always go to worldnewsdailyreport.com for all of your non-fake news stories, including this one and the one about the choir boy who survives a deadly snake bite after a priest sucks venom out of his genitals.
There she is. There's the elderly listener with her apple.
See, I can't see that one, but I see this one here. There's a,
I'm sharing my screen.
Beautiful,
don't you see it?
Black woman. No, I can see that one, but my advertisements are different, is all I'm saying.
There's the boiling bananas.
Bananas?
Yeah.
See, this is what I see. I see this lady here. See Sharita right there. A monkey. The Tits McGee again. And, oh, she shows up again down here. Man.
Mysterious.
Crazy news.
Yes, it is. Well, anything good going on this week?
No. How about you?
No. Yeah, going to the beach for a couple of days. Oh, yeah, by the time this episode comes out, we'll be back.
But see, we're not going to the beach till November. We're going down to the condo again.
Yeah.
We have time.
Yeah.
We have time. Right. We're just going to make sure the dog doesn't lick his wounds, and we had to put the cone on him, though. We bought one of those inflatable.
Kind of shame.
I feel so bad. It looks like he's wearing a fucking lampshade. But we bought one of those inflatable collars, hoping that would work. Unfortunately, though, just not compatible with him. He could still get to it, so we had to put the cone on.
Here's your lady when she gets older.
I feel like this chick would, would age better than that lady. And maybe not work at Walmart. Who knows?
Too funny.
Oh, boy.
Is there anything else you want to discuss with me before we go on our merry way?
We were much... I'm proud of us. We were much more together this week than we were last week.
That we were.
I should have done more pre-drinking this week.
We got to, well, you didn't work today, but you got to go to work tomorrow and Friday? Oh, there he goes.
Sorry, I was finishing my beer. Yeah, I do. You know, it's how shit works. Gotta pay the bills.
Next week we'll do it Friday again. We'll be ready.
I had to pay a $410 vet bill today. You know, it's like this. There's the neuter part.
Yeah.
Which on its own is only like $200. But then they start asking you to add on services that if you say no, simply makes you think that you don't love your fucking dog. So she's like, don't you want the laser instead of just cutting the nuts off with the scalpel because it's less bleeding and it's more comfortable with them. And I'm like, yeah, of course I want that. And they're like, great, that's only $45 more. It's a post-op stuff. And then she's like, well, don't you want the blood work to make sure that he can go under the knife today and he's healthy? I'm like, yeah, I suppose we should get that. She's like, yeah, another $40. And then apparently, I don't even know this, there's a dog influenza.
Which
apparently the canine influenza is a big thing this year. She's like, don't you want that? And I'm like, yeah, I don't want my dog to get the flu. So then she hands me a little pamphlet, and she's like, oh, there'll be another $40. And then we're getting a microchip. Well, I might as well while he's out. And then... fuck me. And now it's $410, and we got to go back in 3 weeks and probably give him another couple $100 for their post-op and his next booster of influenza vaccine.
Well, and you got the inflatable neck thing, so you don't have the big giant cone of shame.
No, we can't use it. I just said we can't because he can still reach his the area where his testicles used to be, so we had to put the cone on. Weren't you listening to me when I was explaining this?
I'm very tired. Now, is it a clear cone or is it opaque?
It's opaque.
Oh, yeah. Might need the clear one. I think it's kind of small, maybe. The clear ones are better because they can see and they don't necessarily run into
small.
Shit.
He's like 50 pounds. He's a big fucking puppy. He's got a big cone and I got to, I don't know. I'll stop at fucking PetSmart and grab something.
Yeah, get a clear one.
I'll get something.
Get a clear one. Maybe cut notches in the side or something so we can see.
Cut little holes in it like we used to when we caught bugs and spiders. It's like
yeah. Well, I used to have one of those little spider. Well, I guess it was a bug it, cage.
Like a cast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, spider cage. Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We all had that. My Filipino neighbors, they like to catch spiders. It was not fun. I wouldn't touch that stuff.
Do they at least give you egg rolls sometimes? Filipino egg rolls are delicious.
Are they? No. Yeah. They go in the house.
I wouldn't trust them. They're shady.
They were good kids. I don't remember their names, but they were nice.
Oh, they're not your neighbors anymore?
No, a long time ago. I was a kid. Okay. So I don't remember any of it. I just remember catching spiders.
Are your neighbors now Filipino or are they just regular?
No.
No.
No. Regular white people like me.
Yeah, I have some of those too. Well, there's Phil and Elaine. They're assholes on the one side. Fuck them. And then on the other side, though, we have Mike and Kate, and they're nice. Kate is, Mike's a physician's assistant, and Kate's an OBGYN.
Oh.
Not the toothbrush, but the physician kind. They're moving, though. I told them, I said that I need to pre-approve anybody who they are thinking about accepting an offer on their home once they put it on the market.
They sit down for an interview?
Exactly, yeah. They told me, they're like, yeah, we're, Kate's applying for jobs out of state. Like, you fuckers. Just because you're here alone and none of your family lives in Michigan, you think you can just move out of state again?
Finally getting out, huh? We're springing this joint.
Trying to get back home.
Where's that?
Weren't
you listening?
Yeah, no. Yeah, Nebraska.
Oh, no. Yeah, see, I can do it there. Except for the tornadoes.
Minnesota? I don't know. Delaware.
Too cold.
I don't know. They lived in another state.
That's
Nebraska.
Fine. Or something.
I don't know. There's only like three people that live in Nebraska, I think. They don't even pump their own gas there, I don't think. All right.
Well, is that it? Did we do our recap?
TTB 079.
Something. It's in there somewhere.
Sexual stimulation. Criminal stimulation. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.